This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
They have really loaded the schedule today. I want Tom Papert to come on and host with us for hours. And George Norrie's coming up in 30 minutes. And I got loaded phone lines. I want to get Tom Papert, who's a great patriot. Of course, he heads up a real GE Trump, God Emperor Trump, and on Facebook.com, God Emperor Trump Official. He also manages one of the great TV stations we're on. Now, you've been hearing me rant here, and I'm out of control. You know, when I start playing clips of governors saying we kill babies after they're born, I know what's behind it. I see Beto O'Rourke defending it. And then I know the whole game plan behind it because my dad worked in hospital and dental office management for a long time, and I knew a lot of people involved in it, not just him. And they all told me about this stuff 30 years ago. Now it's all mainline. It actually... I mean, I'll be honest, it actually makes me feel extremely vicious, Tom. How do you deal with this, with them flaunting it in our face that we're going to kill your babies after they're born?
It is absolutely disgusting. And frankly, Alex, I deal with it the same way you do. I get angry. I get visceral. I get red vision where I can't even see or think straight because it's disgusting. They are ruining children, murdering them, selling them for parts. And if you're lucky enough to make it out of the womb, you're going to have a trans drag queen person shoving their male genitalia in your child's face. It is honestly the biggest affront to traditional values to America is what they're doing to children in this country.
And like you, I just get angry. GMO. It's literally a gauntlet.
Right. You cannot escape it. I mean, and if you're lucky enough, again, if you make it out of the womb, you get to 6 years old, or now you've got Democrat presidential candidates. They say 2 years old. We need to send the kids to government schools so they can be indoctrinated to support that video that was just playing right there. Have a drag queen sing to a child. What's wrong with that? Look at it put its butt up in the kid's face. How do people see this and not just see
and
red?
A lot of them are convicted child rapists. Literally, they're grooming children for all this.
Right. That was in your home state of Texas. Granted, it was Houston and not Austin, I think. But yeah, a child predator convicted of indecent acts with an 8-year-old boy. Then we're going to put that guy in a dress and put him in a public library so he can go read to children. And nobody can explain this. Nobody can say why we need to have this stuff. Nobody has been able to say, well, you see, drag queens are a protected population.
No, what it is it's predator men dressed up like women to get close to your kids and say, touch me, sit in my lap, shake your butt. Imagine if a man walked up in the park sort of saying to your daughter or son, shake your butt, touch my beard. You know what would happen.
Oh, it would be the end of the world. I mean, just imagine if a testosterone-filled dad brought his 12-year-old boy to a Hooters. That would be terrible. You can't have anything normal, but again, you get these weird, mentally ill men in dresses, and all of a sudden, oh, it's so cool. Oh, it's so neat.
Oh, absolutely. They say it's wrong if you're, you know, when your son's 16 or whatever, he's a little shy to, like, accidentally a Playboy gets dropped by their room, or you encourage him to, you know, have your buddy at work go out with his daughter or whatever. I mean, that's what people used to do. That's considered racy. That's toxic masculinity. No, let's instead have the kids that are all shy only be, when they're 3 years old, experience a big, fat, convicted child rapist shake their ass in their face.
Right. And my only hope from all this, my only honest-to-God hope is maybe these kids will rebel. Maybe they're going to see this social justice, drag queen, abortion, promiscuity, insanity being shoved down their throats. And maybe that's why Gen Z is supposedly the most conservative generation since World War II. Because this is what they're being exposed to. It's a little bit like in the 90s. It's like, well, I guess it's the exact opposite, but it's almost the same. When the hardcore Christians were condemning comic books and video games and anything fun. And so that made kids want comic books and video games and anything fun. Maybe that's what's going to happen, because from the age of 2 years old on up to 20, they're going to be told drag queens are good, abortion is good, sex with anybody is good.
You're absolutely right. I want to get into any other, because you always got a lot of big subjects and take calls. We come back with Mr. Papert, and I want to invite you to join us for the full hour during the 50-hour transmission that we're smack dab in the first launch phase of here, baby. So, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. and to the planet, the InfoWars Eagle has landed. NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. George Norrie coming up as well. And we'll tell you how you can tune to the local TV station that I'm on, the Tom Papert heads.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is Coast to Coast AM with your host, George Norrie. And now, from the City of Angels, George Norrie. George Norrie's coming up at the bottom of the hour, talking about the attack on free speech and how to fight back. Now they're banning books off Amazon, and New Zealand's banned Jordan Peterson. His book, nothing to do with shootings or anything. There's no bottom to it. They have major Democrat platforms, you know, calling for now Ben Shapiro to be taken off the air. Boy, where was Ben defending me when I was getting censored? Well, I'll still defend him. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. Mr. Papert is our guest. Tom, tell folks about the great TV station that you head up. People can tune into that.
So we're KCTU TV5, got the big five right behind me here on set in Wichita, Kansas. And if you're watching in Wichita or the surrounding area, put a paperclip, put a cheap antenna on the back of your TV, and 9 out of 10 odds, you will get InfoWars on channel 5.4. And it's been honestly one of our most successful stations. We just got done moving, Alex, to a bigger studio, bigger facilities, doing all kinds of construction work to get it up to par. And as we did that, we found ourselves going, we need a bunch of extra help we didn't really intend on needing. We put out a Facebook post saying, hey, if you're an info warrior, we need you. Please come in. Give us a call. Say what you can do. We can use all the help in the world. We had a massive outpouring, and one guy in particular, Brandon, did a tremendous job, is basically the reason why we got up on the air as quick as we did. InfoWars is huge, and I'm glad we get to be a part of it.
And let's be clear, everywhere we're on, within a year, it creates a fight on TV and radio for bigger stations to want to get the show, because we always become number one or close to it. And a lot of times ESPN comes in and buys out the station, and then we get taken off, and a year later the contract goes away, we get back on. I don't even want to get into the whole thing behind the scenes, a lot of great stations, but there's been a fight over who gets the show because the ratings just exploded. What? How many months did it take for the ratings to explode?
Oh, I mean, it was overnight. As soon as people figured out what was going on, I mean, a lot of people watch, of course, they still have the app on their phone, or they go to the InfoWars.com/show. When you find out, it can be as easy as pressing a button and going on TV. Not a day goes by we don't get a phone call saying, I just found you guys. I found out you have Alex Jones. I found out you have RT. I found out you have Newsnet. Thank you so much. I'm your new biggest fan. And it has been absolutely tremendous. I mean, people cannot get enough of it. And it's so exciting when you're expanding programming and doing stuff like what's going on right now with this 50-hour live broadcast to protect the First Amendment. And people just love it. And I'm glad that we can be part of the info war.
That's right. There's no reviews yet for it. It was an idea I had a few months ago with you, but it's at InfoWarsStore.com. We bought the best-selling antenna. We sell it for, $5 less than Amazon does, InfoWars HD digital TV antenna. Remember when TV didn't watch you, you watched television? And I had forgotten, and I didn't know how great digital TV was, so I'm not a big TV person, until I bought a condo that's next door to my parents' house, so my kids will have a place, in college or whatever, down the road. So when I stay by my parents, who are in the middle of town, I can stay at the condo that's right next door, so I'm not sitting right on top of them. And I was going to put cable in, but I thought, well, I never really, you know, am there very much. And then my dad hooked up a digital antenna that was, you know, like 30, 40 bucks. And, I mean, look, you're talking here in Austin, like 100-plus digital channels, and then they'll have 4 or 5 sub-channels of every old cool TV show, old movies. It's, like, way better than cable. It's just insane. And, like, 15 channels of Mexican TV with all those beautiful women, I'll be honest. That's what I like to watch. It's just so hilarious. I've even picked up some Spanish doing it, and plus I do like Mexican music. The point is that it's there's so many channels, and it's not watching you. It's not tracking right. you. So we do right. sell the antennas at the lowest price you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com.
I think that is phenomenal. You know, it has exploded in this country as people are sick of ESPN. They're sick of Fox News. They're sick of the cable news networks. They're sick of the kneeling. They're sick of being gouged $200-$300 a month just to watch TV. They find out, yeah, you can plug in an antenna, and even in a much smaller city like Wichita, Kansas, 62 or 64 channels on the air, all kinds of entertainment, everything from news to classics to sports.
And by the way,
everything
most cable's not real HD. What I get in Austin is so crisp. When I watch a football game or something that I cannot believe compared to what I get, because they're compressing it off cable, folks. They're compressing it. It's not as good.
Right, right. You can get by with even less bandwidth over the air because of exactly what you said. There's no middleman. It's not going to the cable company, going into their system, being compressed, being downsized, being shipped back out to you. It is just the way it was intended. And I mean, really, we're in the middle of a renaissance here, and it's exactly what you say. People are watching TV. It's not watching them. It's traditional. It's going back to the roots.
And I want to be clear.
All I can say is thanks, globalists. You're the ones who caused this.
Exactly. I want to be clear. We're on a lot of cable stations, too, and they're great. It's just that broadcast TV is so cool now in HD. And again, I just didn't even know until I got this condo 2 years ago. And it's just crazy. And now at my house, we have got the digital antennas, and that's what we watch. And it's like Hawaii 5-0, Gilligan's Island, I Agree with Jeannie, Dallas, stuff from the 90s, new stuff. Like when the Olympics was on, I didn't know there were 10 channels of Olympics on TV. I mean, it's like, my God, this is way better than cable. And people don't know that it's free after you buy the antenna. So I'm digressing. I want to go to phone calls, but what you said is so true. Since they're taking over the internet, these big platforms, radio stations and TV stations, the only successful ones I've talked to top consultants, are mainly liberal ones that are doing this now. Normally liberals fail in talk radio and TV, but in places like LA, San Francisco, some conservatives are doing it. They make it about community events, local coverage, special shows. The radio shows simulcast some TV shows, kind of what I invented doing or what I pioneered doing. And so, like you said, put on Patriot shows, One American News Network, whatever it is, Alex Jones, whatever, and in a few months you'll get that core of activists, and then they'll get involved in events, they'll get involved in boosting the station, they'll get involved in doing so many things like you just discovered. And again, it creates community again, and it's all there waiting for everybody, and UHF, VHF, digital television, I found, is the perfect venue.
I agree completely. I couldn't have said it better myself. And it's so exciting. I mean, when we first kind of started this, we were just kind of calling, hey, can we carry the Alex Jones show? Well, what if we want to carry David Knight? Is it possible we can have both? Well, what about Owen Schroyer and War Room? That would be really cool to have. And before you know it, you guys are saying, well, you know, we've kind of got this prototype of a TV network. Would you like to carry it? And we go, yes, absolutely. Let's do that right now. So it's very exciting to see InfoWars on the cutting edge as usual.
Let's go to some phone calls. Again, please join us for a full hour to the 50-hour broadcast, Tom, because we got George Norrie coming up, and I didn't realize we double booked, and I want to hear from George Norrie as well. Again, let's go ahead and take a call from Gavin in Florida. You're on the air with Tom Papert. Go ahead.
Hey, hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Good, brother.
I just wanted to let you know that I was watching your show, and this is the first time that I've ever called anyone like this.
Thank you.
Alex, I'm truly upset. I call as a single male, a white male, of course, but I have no kids. But I'm calling because of your drag queen story hour. It's coming to Jacksonville. And I called the places. They're not doing any background checks.
It's criminal.
They're not doing any background checks in any of the states. And in fact, I called. New York City chapter. Head of all of it, John Hamlet, called him. They're not doing background checks. So they're using this as a vehicle to bring this into your public libraries
Yeah, no, this was created by a convicted murderer that used a hatchet and buzz saws to cut up his boyfriend, and who says, we want to corrupt your children, we're going to groom them. I mean, I played the clips. Yeah. They're saying, we're coming to corrupt your children, we're not going to tell the parents, in many cases, we're not going to do a background check, we're coming. And the liberals go, oh, liberal.
I want everyone to flood their line. I want everyone to call the event managers of everywhere. In Jacksonville, they're having a Hamburger Mary's and Cultivate Jack. Hamburger Mary's on Sunday.
Well, listen, here's the deal, sir. Let me say this. Everyone should check their local listing peacefully and lawfully. Go expose it. Police should run the plates. There's a lot of sex offenders are going to be there, obviously, like flies that you know what. But sir, they just canceled Drag Queen Storytime in Houston. They just canceled it in four cities in England. It's a global movement to test and prepare and groom your children. And that is a absolute fact. So thank you so much, Gavin. I'm glad you called. But yes, they're having one this Friday in New Braunfels, Texas. Indoctrinating children, teaching them giant fat men in disguises can rub their hands all over them and tell them about their rear ends. I'm telling you, it is the sickest evil. This is how evil comes, right in your face, smiling, with men dressed up like...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jones, your host. Tom Patrick's our guest. George Norrie's popping in. He's probably got one of the first or second largest radio shows in the world. Need to know introduction. Want to get his take on the draconian censorship that's accelerating and how he thinks we stop it. I'll be back tonight. I'm going to be hosting 8 to 10 at least. Got some very big special guests coming up. When I was out in L.A. and was with Joe Rogan on his podcast, it is the biggest podcast in the world. And I've got the third largest and second largest podcast. Elon Musk is still number one at like 40 million views. But if you add it all together, I'm at about 30 million right now. And it's taken a year for him to get to 40 million. So I think we're going to break that record soon. But Joe's like, oh, yeah, I'll fly in a day early, and then I'll come on the show, blah, blah, blah. Now he's flying in a little bit later. But I'll get an interview regardless, but he thinks he'll be in here like one or two tomorrow. But that's not set in stone yet, so look for that. A pretty hard-hitting interview, pretty informative interview. And I like how Joe's gotten after the censorship now, and he's really standing up to it. That's what I wanted. I wasn't trying to be mean to him to get him to do that. I was going to cut bait, but a lot of things went on. Me and Joe had a lot of private conversations. We probably talked 6-7 hours total. Couple, 3 or 4 hours before, then in person a few hours, and then a few more hours. And so I figured out what's going on with Joe, and I understand it. And I think I went a little bit overboard going after Joe because I just get a little bit wild out here sometimes. Tom Papert's our guest right now. And we've got so many calls here to get to. See, question for pro-choicers, abortion topic. We've got Lucas, the media attacks on InfoWars. Chase wants to talk about the abortion issue in the Twilight Zone. Let's go to Chase, who's been holding the longest. Chase, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you for doing this broadcast, standing up for free speech. You know, I'm trying to do the same thing with the page that I started on YouTube with your reporter challenge. And I do live shows every night, and I also put together kind of edited videos.
Thank you.
And on this issue of abortion, I really think we have an opportunity. I'm in the process of putting it together, actually. If you remember one of the most popular episodes, The Obsolescent Man, and Mr. Wordsworth.
Oh, we used to play that all the time. We should dig that up and play it, start the next segment.
But the thing is, if you relate that to what they're doing with abortion now, they are saying the exact same thing that the state says in that episode. They say that Mr. Wordsworth has no use. He has no worth. He is attached to the healthy body and so needs to be eliminated. And that is the exact same thing.
That's bioethics. That's authoritarianism. That's eugenics. Rod Serling, who was a paratrooper commando in World War II, a hero, he was a smart guy. He wasn't making that up. He was copying that from the Nazis. And so that whole thing is about that, and Rod Serling was absolutely on target. Listen, you know why Beto O'Rourke, even though he outspent Ted Cruz 5-1 and engaged in election fraud, lost to Ted Cruz? Because Hispanic Christians, and this came out in the demographics and studies, this is highly studied here in Texas, Hispanic Americans who were Christian knew that Beto O'Rourke was for partial birth abortion, and they called Hispanic members of their family and said, you better not vote for Beto O'Rourke. And that's why they lost in key Hispanic counties. It's the only reason. They just thought Hispanics would just vote. You know who did vote? Dumb young people. And I'm not saying all young folks are dumb, but millennial scum and buck-toothed white people. We're not putting white people down, but that's statistically who just fawn after him. And it's disgusting. I'll vote for a Hispanic black person, a purple person, if they're pro-life, pro-gun, pro-freedom. Beto O'Rourke is a damn cancer. Go ahead, Chase.
Yes, exactly. And you think about how much things have changed from one generation to the next where they made those episodes and it was thought to be unbelievable that we would ever allow our state, our government, to look at human life that way. And now you look at today at how it's accepted, how it's pushed. It's just really troubling. And so, again, I'm in the process of kind of making this where instead of Mr. Wordsworth, I want to have the story of a baby that's about to be aborted by the state, and it's going to be visually aligned with that episode, but completely updated. So again,
listen to this.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you so much. Yep. David Knight started his own YouTube channel because all the others have been banned about 2 weeks ago. He's very genteel, very gentlemanly, very matter-of-fact, very journalistic. He put up a thing defending Judge Jean and how the Ilhan Omar is promoting Sharia law and showed her saying it. And they did a strike on the channel and threatened to take it down. This is a total censorship reign of terror. Thank you, Chase. You want to comment on that, Tom Papert?
You know, I do think that it's extremely telling that we're reinventing the same exact type of eugenics that was foisted upon people half a century ago. And I'm looking forward to seeing that. I think that when Chase puts that together, it could be very interesting.
Yeah, Chase, make sure you bombard all of our emails and everything to make sure we get it, because we get sent so much great stuff. People all the time are like, hey, you saw my son's protein bar thing we did for you? And I'm like, no, I didn't. Or someone's like, you didn't hear about the Federal Reserve? And I'm like, no, I didn't. And a lot of times, we're just, it's like we know a lot, but there's, it's like they say the wise man learns how much he doesn't know, you know, Tom?
There's only so many hours in a day. I know exactly how you feel at a much smaller level. You know, you get so many emails, you get so many messages. It's hard to stay on top of everything. And that's why the people who are persistent, that's why they break through. That's what I've learned.
Yeah, well, people like you, Tom, that have reached hundreds of millions of people, you always say, oh, at a much smaller level. You're very self-deprecating. I want listeners to get this. From a single mom to an auto mechanic to an old man to a young whoever, people spread the word of mouth. People creating their own YouTube video. People calling into a radio show. People going to city council. People praying to God. People putting energy towards good is the ultimate power. It's everything. It's where the rubber meets the road. It's all those little things. You know, making breakfast for your kids, being a loving person, trying to be honest, trying to be good. That's what makes the universe go round, folks. So don't ever think because you don't have a big show or whatever that you're not important. You're everything. They want this show shut down because you tune in and hear things you already know. But it reaffirms what you know and gives you aid and comfort. And that's what they don't want. They don't want me having aid and comfort. They don't want you having aid and comfort. They don't know we're getting bullied and attacked, you know, that we've got friends, that we know that we're moving in the right direction. They don't want you to hear how we're winning.
They don't want real people. They want somebody who's going to read from a teleprompter, and it's going to be their talking points, whether it's CNN or Fox News. That's all it is now. And they don't like real human beings having discussions. I'm sure they hate that you have callers who bring this type of stuff up. I'm sure they hate that you advocate living a normal, value-based lifestyle. I'm sure that they hate that you call him Peter O'Rourke or Robert Francis O'Rourke or whatever he is, and you don't sit there and say, oh, it's wonderful. And one point that you brought up, you mentioned the type of people who go to the Beto or support Beto. And if you look, they look aesthetically like the exact same people who bring their toddlers to go see the drag queens. And this is the same type
of chicken neck. They look soulless. They can hardly talk. They never know what anything is when we talk to them. And it's like, you'll want to talk to them and find a smart person. No, we'll talk to 200 of them. They could be black. They could be white. They're mainly white. They could be young. They're all idiots.
Right. They have nothing going on. Because, again, they get programmed. They're NPCs. They're the meme in real life. They get programmed from the news. They get programmed from the schools. Drag queens, good. Alex Jones, bad. And that's all they know. And they repeat it incessantly. And it almost makes it boring to interact with these people.
By the way, we keep calling them drag queens. And we got to, and that's what it's called. So we have to address it as that. But drag queen story time is a worldwide event with NAMBLA and others funding and supporting, sending in men dressed in bizarre clown outfits in disguises to basically recruit and prepare your children for an LGBTP situation.
That's exactly what it is. And, you know, 5 years ago, we would have rightly made fun of this and said it belongs in a circus sideshow. And now things have accelerated so fast and so furiously that, again, toddlers, go see the fat guy in a dress with a beard and his junk hanging out. Perfect. It's so progressive. It's liberal. It's wonderful.
Tom Papert, thank you so much. God bless you. We'll be right back with George Norris. Stay with us. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists
understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, it's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
Do you have...
du hast means I hate you in German, but what would it be I love you? I love George Norrie. You know, if the globalists want to blame somebody, I'm being sarcastic, it was InfoWars and the work we did that was already super viral in Bohemian Grove and a lot of other events in our underground films. But George Norrie, when he took over back in like 2002, 2003, he already had three or four or five Emmys under his belt, award-winning news director, naval veteran, officer, already a very successful syndicated radio host. He took over for the late, great Art Bell, now late great. And back then, let me tell you something. He had me on and put his job on the line. And I know the backside story. He didn't even know I know it. But I've talked to some of the executives, and they said, it's on you, buddy. Because he'd only been on the air about a year, that, you know, one of the top shows in the world, probably the second, if not the largest show in the world. Him and Limbaugh are neck and neck now on stations and affiliates. And it's not about bragging. It's about when you've got everything and you put it on the line. And George brought me on for 3 hours, didn't script, didn't tell me what I could say, didn't do any of that. And then years later, I learned that his job was on the line. But he said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to interview this guy. And so, yeah, it's that show that helped really take us to the next level, then DrudgeReport.com linking to us. I'm always very, very thankful to George Norrie, and it's great to know that people like him and Clyde Lewis and others are there who still have 10, 15 million viewers. George, you know, probably, I don't know, 16, 17 million a week. Somebody like Clyde, like 5 million. The point is, it's good to know that people like him are still the biggest things out there, but corporate media, the internet, ignore it. So it's the perfect time to bring George Norrie of CoastToCoastAM.com. He also hosts a national TV show as well, to give us his take on Jordan Peterson's book, The 12 Steps to a Good Life, banned in New Zealand. Zero Hedges, IP addresses now, the website now banned. Limbaugh came out and said this guy's a leftist. He could have done it to blame right-wingers. That's in the manifesto. Whether Rush is right or wrong, he has a right to say it. A new YouTube channel we had got taken down for me playing Rush. So, George, what do you make of this attack on free speech has gone into overdrive? And, you know, you were going to run for president. They tried to draft you years ago. I wouldn't support anybody over Trump but you if I could draft you to do it, because you've said you'd be pro-free speech. So as a journalist, as a naval officer, as a father, a grandfather, I'm kind of ranting here with the time we have. What would you call this period we're in, and what should be done? Because I like Trump, but I'm getting really upset about the censorship.
Alex, we are in a situation, and it's great to be with you again, my friend. Keep fighting the good fight. We are in a situation right now that the First Amendment is under fire. Something is happening not only just in this country, but in this on this planet, where the globalists, the people who think they're in charge, want to muffle free speech and hold back on our ability to tell the world how we feel. Now, there's a fine line here. I mean, I don't want to go to a baseball game with my family and have some guy in the back screaming obscenities. To me, that's not free speech.
And plus, that's a private event. Everybody's agreeing they're going for a baseball game.
Exactly. What free speech is, it's what you do, and you're being muffled for things that I have never seen before in my life. People are panicking. They hear one thing about Alex Jones or some other individual, and they clip you because they think they've got the power to do it. That's very dangerous in this society. We're going to get to a point in this country, if we're not very careful, where the internet is going to be 100% controlled by government or by globalists, and they will tell you what you can see, what you can Google, and that's very dangerous for society.
You're absolutely right. I don't want to make this about me. It's about courage. What made you, in 2003, have me on? Brian Lamb attacked it the next day. CNN attacked it. I mean, they were watching. It was one of your best shows ever, highest rated ever. What made you go to bat and have me on your show?
The two goons that you sent to my house the night before. I'm kidding, but of course, look, I had a call from one of our listeners. I did not know you from Adam at that time. And he said, you got to have this guy named Alex Jones on your show. And, of course, when a listener calls me and gives me information, I'm going to follow up on it because I care about my listeners. And I started listening to you on Infowars.com. I did some research, and I said, boy, this guy, he's could be a loose cannon. I better check into this guy a little bit more. And then I started listening to you more and more and more, and I said, you know what? About 90% of what this guy, Alex Jones, says is pretty right on, in my opinion. I'm going to put him on. And you were just electrifying. My phone's lit up faster than any other guest I've ever had on. And I decided I'm going to put Alex on. We're going to talk a little bit about rules and regulations. You're not a foul-mouthed guy on the air. You understand the power of radio. And I took a chance, and it worked. It worked for me, and it worked for you at the time.
I only brought that up because this 50-hour broadcast I'm doing until Saturday at 10 is about what do we do. I mean, my honeymoon is becoming over with Trump. I still like a lot of what he's done, America First, but, I mean, they're doing nothing while draconian censorship is happening to everybody. I mean, they had a major Democratic Party event 2 days ago where they said, take Ben Shapiro off the Internet. Deplatform Ben Shapiro. I mean, this is getting dangerous.
Yeah, it's out of control. It's crazy. It's what a communist nation would do to suppress its people. That's what you do. Before you begin to change government, you change the way the public has an ability to communicate and speak. I don't think they anticipated, Alex, years ago, the strength of social media, the strength of the Internet, the strength of streaming, the strength of podcasting. I don't think anybody ever thought it would get this big, this strong, this soon. And they're scared now because they don't know how to handle the population. So they figure the only way they can is to clip everything and go back to the old days and make it even worse. And that's what's happening. We as Americans need to continue to fight the good fight and get the word out and keep pushing. Because in the long run, I believe we're going to win. And I will keep pushing myself to make sure we do.
I totally agree with you. And I remember when I was on with you 16, 17 years ago, you said that then. And nationalists, populists are getting elected everywhere. People are getting more into free market again. I mean, I agree with you that intellectually people are waking up. And that's exactly why, as you said, the establishment's gotten scared. But how do they think they can put the toothpaste back in the tube?
Well, that's a good question. They can't, but they think they can, and it's going to backfire on all of them. You know, you just mentioned that some people had approached me years ago to see if I wanted to run for president. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Libertarian. I call it the way I see it. I don't even vote for president because I want to remain impartial when I'm on the air. I don't want anybody ever accusing me of favoritism or anything like that. I call it the way I see it, whether I think President Trump does a good job or not. I call it the way I see it. Do a little InfoWars poll for me if you can. Throw my name in the Democratic hat because that's the opposition right now.
You know
now.
What? It's funny you said that. Right. Stay there. That's a genius idea. I'm going to go in there right now. We're going to put the top four Democrats up with George Norrie's name. InfoWars.com poll. We should do more polls. Sometimes we get like 200,000 people. Usually it's about 50,000.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The West is the best.
We're going back to George Norrie. I'm going to host the fourth hour, and I'm going to get to every caller that's been holding. Charity and Dave and Lee and Dustin and Jessica and Sean and Dennis and Randy and Lucas and Morgan and Jeff. I'm going to go bam, bam, bam. George Norrie leaves us here in about 10 minutes. We're in the 50-hour broadcast going until Saturday at 10 a.m. I'm going to ask George Norrie if he does run for president. He's a smart guy, naval veteran, won 3 Emmys, all the rest of it. Grandpa, young grandpa at that. What would he do for the First Amendment? Because that's what this is all about. What are we going to do to save the First Amendment? I'll talk to George Norrie here in just a moment. But first, we're running a 50-hour broadcast. It's a fundraiser as well to defend our operation against the globalists. Without you, we wouldn't be here. Store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the supplements, a bunch of other big specials. But every hour, for only 1 hour, should have been plugging this from the start of the hour, we have a product, even bigger discount than 50% off. BrainForce Plus is our best-selling product. It isn't our most profitable because we hardly make any money on it. Comparable super nootropics are $60. We normally sell for $40 at $19.95, ladies and gentlemen. It's a good deal. At $15.96, it is a loss leader when we give you the free shipping. But I want you to see how great this nootropic is. It has 6,000 reviews, 4.6 stars, 92%. It is amazing. BrainForce Plus for clarity, focus, all of it. It's amazing. Now, 20% more in each bottle. It's 60% off. And since only plugged at the end of the hour, we'll extend that for a couple hours. 60% off and store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points, meaning on your next order, you get 10% off, not 5% off. Sign up for auto ship on things like the Wake Up America coffee or the protein bars or the fish oil, things you want to reorder every 15 days, every month, every 2 months. Canceling time, you get 10% off additionally. All right, going back to George Norrie. We're getting a poll up, George, since you postulated it. If this was the list of top contenders and George Norrie was on the list, who would you vote for? So we've got that Infowars.com poll going up, and I guess we'll run that poll through the 50 hours, and we'll give you those results on Saturday. I would imagine it'll probably get a couple hundred thousand votes.
If those results come out positive, I want you to blitz that poll, Alex, to the mainstream media and see if they pick that up and see what they do and see if they run with that. I want to see if there's a candidate that the American public could grasp without the political machine pushing them first and see what happens. Let's see what happens.
I agree with you. Let me ask you this question. What would you do if you were President Trump or if you were president to counter big tech censorship? I mean, they lie to Congress. Their own internal videos admit they're doing it. It's getting worse by the minute.
I would make sure that the one thing that we must avoid is hatred toward people. I don't care about criticism. I don't care about the ability for free speech. We should be entitled to that. What we need to stop in this country is this divide that we have right now, Alex, that I've never seen this bad before, where you can't even conduct dialogue with somebody. If you walked into a bar today, sat down to have a beer, and talked to the guy next to you, if he doesn't agree with your views, it's a screaming session. It's not a discussion. It's not a debate. It's not honest dialogue anymore. It's a screaming session. It's, you know, I get emails. I've got news guests on my show all the time. Some are left. Some are right. When I got a guy on who's more right-wing, Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com, I'll get all kinds of hate email from people on the left. Then I'll have Howard Bloom on, who's left. I get hate mail from those on the right. We got to fix this in this country. We got to get to a point where people can argue and debate and not scream and yell at people anymore. That's got to stop, or we're going to head down the wrong path.
So what you're saying is people need to be tolerant, but let's just be honest. 90% of the attacks are of the left against the right. People that are Trump supporters, the left are the ones driving the censorship. I know you're not left or right. You're more of a libertarian like I am. And I guess you'd probably run as a Democrat because that's obviously the venue you could do that. Why don't Democrats have candidates like you that are more classic Americana, A, and then B, what would you do, though, as president, separate from trying to say, hey, let's have a, a debate is okay. What would you do to stop these big tech companies and their monopolies?
Oh, you get tough with them, absolutely. And more importantly, you get to know the CEOs. Jack Dorsey was from St. Louis. I'm from St. Louis. You get to know these people and say, what are you doing? Quit panicking. They are only reacting because they're panicking. Somebody is putting pressure on them to muffle Alex Jones. Somebody is putting pressure on them to pull websites. They're not doing this on their own. You've been around for a long, long time. You've been the same. You're not any more or less vocal than you were 10, 15 years ago. Somebody's getting to these people, Alex, and scaring the living daylights out of them, and that's got to stop.
Well, they are. They had every major news channel in the country, the television channel, Lester Holt led it, say that I said get battle rifles and go kill the media. They didn't show a clip. They read quotes.
You've never said that.
Never said that. I offered $1 million. I didn't. It was a 34-minute podcast or 38-minute podcast. I said, if Antifa comes to your house, they dox ICE and they dox Rand Paul and Tucker Carlson, you better have your battle rifle ready to defend yourself if they attack you. And that turns into, I say, kill the media?
When you've been on my show before, you cite actual stories that have happened that are in the media, and then you react to it, and then you comment on it. But never, ever on my program have I heard you say anything to hurt anybody, to destroy somebody. You don't threaten violence. I don't get where it's coming from.
Well, I'm colorful and they can take things out of context. I'm not, let's say, smooth like you a lot of times. And so I'm an easy target. I think that's really what it comes down to.
You're not a politician, that's for sure.
Well, how far do you think it's going to go now that they're getting down to they're banning Jordan Peterson's book in New Zealand. They're banning Zero Hedges URL. They're calling for our URL to be banned. They're calling for Ben Shapiro to be banned off the internet. They're banning Trump's main social media person, off Facebook for no reason. It's out of control. And as you said, they've panicked. Don't they get they're causing a bigger crisis than they think they're fighting?
They will eventually. I think they'll have such an outcry. They're going to realize, oh, my gosh, what have we done? But at this point right now, they're going with what they are thinking is the public's desire, and they're reacting to it, and they're wrong. They're making horrible mistakes. And again, the First Amendment under fire, worse than I've ever seen it before.
George, I know you've got a... You're already up. You got to get ready for your own show tonight. That's midnight Central, 10 p.m. Pacific. I guess 1 a.m. New York time. I guess 11.
Yes, sir.
So 11 at night Mountain. What do you got coming up tonight? Because the mainstream media and the corporate system ignores talk radio, but talk radio is still gigantic and still has the biggest audiences. And they talk about somebody like Tucker Carlson, who's a great guy and a friend of mine, with 4 million viewers a night. You've got 6, 7, 8 million viewers a night, and you never hear about it in corporate media because they're all, I think, really jealous of the power that talk radio still has.
Well, what we're doing, and what we do on this program, Alex, since I took over from Art Bell back in 2003, is I've added current events to the show. I mean, before, Coast to Coast was primarily paranormal, ghosts, Bigfoot, UFOs. We still do all that. That has not gone away, and it's not going to go away. But we are doing current events now, alternative medicine, health issues, everything like that, and we're not going to stop. So we have a mix of everything that the world loves, and our audience and our affiliate base continues to grow.
That's right. Theater of the mind. And while all other media is actually shrinking because it's all fractured, when talk radio is done right, it's actually growing. And again, with all this censorship, talk radio is more important than ever. And I just want people to understand that it's there. And you've also got a very wide internet platform. I know you're doing a lot of public speaking. I know you're also doing some TV shows. Tell us what else you're doing, George.
Well, May 11th, I'll be live in Columbus, Ohio. For anybody who from your audience that lives out that way, come to our live stage show. You can get full information on the coasttocoastam.com website. This coming Saturday, I'm in Everett, Washington, near Seattle, for a live sold-out show. I remember the one you and I did in Toronto, Alex. It was sold out. People went crazy when you came walking down the aisle with a spotlight on you. I think it's very important for talk hosts to see the public, to see their audience up front and personal, and that's what I keep doing around the country.
Well, I look forward to coming to another event soon. Say hi to the whole crew, and I'll say bye to you during the break. I'm going to host the fourth hour, folks. Stay with us because they're having a studio problem at Hagman's operation, but that's okay. We're in the middle of the 50-hour broadcast. Only you can override the censors. Whatever local stations you're listening to, however you're watching on the internet or listening, spread those links via text message and email and word of mouth. You are awesome, and thank you all for making the broadcast possible. And thank George Norrie for all he's done with broadcast as well. We'll be right back with hour number four.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.